Good morning.
Better out.
time, but they're beginning to lose some credibility too.
You know, it's funny, but you know what's getting a hell of a bounce? This Edith Efron's new book.
Oh, God.
You know, she wrote a book about how CBS tried to kill her other book. She's getting a bigger ride on her new book than she did on the original.
Well, she is, and she's got now all sorts of interviews, requests to go on television interviews and lecture tours.
No, we've got old Edith being targeted.
What is the situation on let's get a separate analysis on the Kissinger thing when they come out.
He was good.
He made the parties that bothered him going over with him.
And he only made, well, no, not really. He made two of the points that I had hoped he would
make. What did he say? Did he make the point about the bombing that
yes.
He had recommended it?
No.
Yeah, he did.
Not quite. Not from what I read.
He very clearly made the point of why the bombing.
Yeah, that he did.
And he didn't step away from the recommendation. It was very clear he was a partisan. He didn't say, I recommend it.
Well, that's what he should say.
Well, but he didn't say that on anything. Because he tried it. He made a pretty good point in that he had heard of what the role, his role is.
Execution of basketball world, so sure. Otherwise, because he said it. Thank you.
expect them soon.
It was really surprising, yeah, really surprising.
It didn't surprise me at all.
Why?
Smith fought in Korea. Smith is a
hardline.
He's just a hardline book. He just believes he could win the goddamn war, period, and do anything to win it.
Say that he will not accept it, because that would really bother him. That's right.
Yeah.
He's got to just shut up.
I've got some quiet working together sometimes.
That's what I think would be happening.
The Jews would love that.
Well, you see the whole thing is that you see the times, the recent thing was picked up right off the time. It's almost the same.
Sure, same.
It's really the same thing.
Well, build off the same comment. That build off the same comment. I mean, that comment of, I can't understand.
Build off the fact that I can't judge our own beliefs and all that sort of thing. Which Henry's buildings is cute. Although probably a mistake.
You know, he volunteered the fact that it was a mistake. That he used it the wrong way.
Well, he didn't. I mean, he quit.
He's been using all of that for years. In all kinds of contexts. One of his standard bon mots.
Actually, the thing that we should try to do, I think, at this point with Henry, is to get...
Yes, and I handle the job well, that's the most important thing.
Precisely.
The second thing. That's our problem all the time. The
second thing would be to put him in a very controlled environment where the questions he is asked are not substantive questions, but are questions about the present.
And it's pretty hard to do.
Like you said, it's a bit like that. If the TV piece is done on how the president handled Vietnam and the personal characteristics and the personal character, and not about the substance, then you know, then the focus is different. Last night was all about the substance and how it came about.
Of course, the process.
That's right.
Well, no, it wasn't even so much the process as it was the implication.
Yeah. But I'm saying get away from both of it.
I would guess it's an audience that had a very low audience. Because it was double time.
No.
Yeah, that was.
Frankly, it was hard for me to follow Henry. He talked so goddamn slowly and deliberately that it gets
the reason I think for a moment, too. I mean, large scale could do something, not practically, but my point is that I think that is sort of totally out of the.
I think we can't. Scale is confirmed now. I don't know why the hell we can't get into it.
We have to do it. What movie got Chuck around now? Who we got left?
Skelly, Conley, Brennan,
Klein,
Buchanan. Fellows on the Hill have been very, very good. Lodge did a good job. It is moving.
It takes time, and we know it takes time.
Yeah,
we get it. Well, it's not bad.
I'm not that discouraged about it, except that I do know this. Let me say, I know the Jewish community, and I know the liberal community, and there was an earlier time when, you know, when they were trying to build up, and this was before Henry began to evolve in America, they were trying to build up. Rogers was doing everything good. Remember, he did this or that and the other thing, and the State Department bureaucracy was speeding. Now, the
does say the inflation issue is building up, but he said that the Senate thing had an overriding public reaction. He said everybody upset over Senate's crime and the blacks. And he said, you know, and you listen to him and you realize that we sit here and worry about the nuances of what Kissinger said. Now, the public are thinking about, thank God, Nixon's ended this war, and I'm tired of listening to those networks.
Kissinger on is a plus because it talks about Nixon ending the war.
Yeah, which is all the people think of, right?
It's not that specific groups are, so I can sit there and analyze. I made six papers and notes on that, and I got to think, and everyone knows the point of that. Nobody cares.
The other thing, too, is that we have to realize that there are really some of the little things we do that are kind of parties. Every time, see, that's why I come back. Whatever anybody around here thinks otherwise, they're wrong.
do that. I mean, that's exactly what the new majority says. They say,
I got you, right, but it also brings it home to these people that write this, and that's their, in their arrogant way, by God, they're not getting through it. Mm. They're going to get away with it. Mm. They're going to be straight.
I think the fact that you did that may have, well, and the fact that all three networks used that signal.
Oh, you do, they do that.
Did it?
Oh, sure.
No, I thought they did it that out.
No, I
don't
do this.
I see no, for that.
They intended, no, because it was looking at the writing press and saying, you know, can't you arrest it? And in fact, it's preferring that they show how brave they are by running.
Yeah.
Running, and they think they hurt the president, which they think they show the president in a some of them are trying to write.
That was rather this morning, that you were breathing hard and obviously angry and...
That's what I was concerned, yeah. You know, because he was so clearly not obviously angry.
Yeah, but you see, that's where, that was the point Sendlinger made yesterday.
That's
people
right.
Don't like to be told that. They saw you, they know goddamn well that you were in perfect command.
Did you read Boyd's thing on the press conference?
I thought that was fascinating.
Because that's the point that, you know, he stood on his hand, drew a line on the press room floor, and dared his clothes to cross it. Lashed his critics, said the bad guys fall on his side of the line, he put his beloved new majority of good citizens who work at their job to do their duty in the military. It was a masterful performance by a canny Nixon who feels he knows what most Americans want is determined translates perfectly. That's right.
He's absolutely right. That's exactly
and then the declaration of class war on the so-called veterans of the
Navy. Well, look, we, in every news conference, anyway, you've never had rather write it any other way. It's always nervous. Something which goes contrary to what most of everybody else writes. Isn't that correct?
Oh, that's rather standard fare. He does it every time. I will say he gave us 2 days of pretty good coverage, and then he stuck in a little one on the radio this morning. Who cares? Nobody. Yeah. I think people here that resent it, frankly. And not just because we resent it, but I think the public.
You ought to be needle about this. We all have you all, not by sailor, but by people who say, I heard. That doesn't get workshop.
Yes, it does.
We don't get that mail. Maybe we don't. People say, look, I heard you. What the hell are you talking about? This is why you're...
Maybe
I don't think it makes it much better.
It does make a difference. I know it, but that's the reason. We ran into that before. Maybe I should start a little...
It's kind of interesting that Mansfield backed off the amnesty question and Hubert stood with you on it. It's kind of...
You sure
know where people stand with amnesty.
Highest priority for our audience that someone, one of our Republican governors, should introduce an amnesty. And nobody has thought of this, we'd just be stupid. An amnesty amendment has got to be on some piece of legislation. And make a vote on it. That is the critical question. And any amendment, somewhat,
it doesn't happen the next day.
earlier this week, yes, I was disturbed. I didn't think we were getting across. I really, now, the end of the week.
Too fast.
Yeah, I really, at the end of the week, believe we are. It is sinking in. The attack on the critics, there has been something every day. Maybe not as big as we would like, but it's...
some good stuff.
Yeah, there's...
I suppose that's the way to get our point across, is to attack the critics.
That's one way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Your letters to people have had a hell of an impact, because the people that didn't get
answered,
boy, that's all, I mean, that's...
they started figuring out
they're trying to figure out who's got them and who doesn't, and those that don't have them are feeling a little bit, you know, turn the collar.
Well,
those that have got them are great.
Yeah, the line off there, obviously, which our boys actually would have thought about, is the best I didn't get us, but the president always writes people whenever they support him on any particular matter. You'll get one when you support him. This, and say, well, that's how they build this idea, the president of non-elected.
there's been a lot of...
They are going to be screaming about having too many press conferences within about 3 months. I will predict it. Rather than just using the press conference, using the press.
Remember we went through this syndrome before, when they were talking about the isolated person, then you were out making press conferences and they were demanding equal time. You can't satisfy them. That's whatever the Washington line is, whatever the mindset is at the moment, is what they're attacking.
And it will always be, I must say, it's what we're doing, whatever it is. I must say that the, in terms of the press, though, that we were able at least, we were able to get across pretty low points of that press.
But your press conference,
you know, that smack the viewpoints.
Oh.
Come back and say, I don't. two goddamn American people know they think there should be conscientious objection. No, they can be about 70% no.
That's right.
And I feel that, although I'm quick. Well, I don't think we can be very proud of those who know. See,
well, corruption in this world.
Well, the number of people that took it, the number of people took it out of Congress, and we're now getting a veterans benefit, so they, you know, it's a little absurd. But we're getting the conscientious objection back apparently. It gets some.
Oh, well.
If that was some kind of veterans benefit, God damn it, it's not going to be done. But this, that's the answer, though, to this harshness argument and all that. There is a legal route for those people.
They simply could
it is the cruel marriage. Well, I put it in that terms, you know, I put it on the basis they have, anybody who violates the law has to pay a price.
They know it in the law. And they know it, who did it.
And they did it knowing them.
That's right.
You know, the issue with the communists is
spreading. And there aren't that many of them.
It is a it's terribly important to remember.
The people over
it's terribly important to remember that the attitudes in the country are very different today than they were 10 years ago. I don't think the Congress understands this, because most of those guys in the Congress fought through the battles of aid to education, model cities, they fought through health care, Medicare, and those were the real gut issues in those days. They aren't the gut issues today. The gut issues today are how people live their own lives. And as Senlinger said, when the Senate thing happened, everybody was talking about we've got to have capital punishment there. Now, this is a different mood in this country today.
And yes, they want it.
And they want it. Oh, God, he says,
of course, I would
want it.
Work.
But he
doesn't think the beauty is the juxtaposition. Your views coincide with the views of the majority.
But I remind
you, not because they are politically that way, but because that's what they've always been.
But, well,
the
I think. I think you've influenced it a great deal, but I remember in the late 50s and in the early 60s, being on the Hill, there's the great crushing battles over all these
things. You couldn't dare stand up
to that. That's correct. Now, today, it's exactly the reverse. You can't get people excited about school lunch programs. You can't. Yeah, okay. The school administrators and the liberal.
Well, I don't think they've ever gotten that and get them all that excited about REA. The way to do it is, and that's. Got to pick up the president's lead. The way to do it is a horror story. Not to get it on substance. The school lunch program. The way it isn't to say that it's ridiculous to provide school lunches because we can't afford it. The way to do it is to cite the example of John Warner's little girl, whose mother is worth $300 billion, who goes off to some goddamn private school she's paying $3,000 a year for, and the government goes out and buys her lunch.
That's right.
At the expense, like they are, sweeping the streets for them to learn a living.
Well, the other way you can put it in terms
and that breakfast.
Well, the other one, so the other way, the other one, you put it in terms of the poor and the elderly. And I wish they had given me a question on it. Well, I got it in. They say that we are not doing money for poor and elderly. The way Ehrlichman suggested the answer, and this is the way he should suggest, he said, well, we've increased aid to the poor for 400%. We've increased aid to the elderly. So that shows we're not hard-hearted, but not now we're not. But the point that I think is this, the idea, and this is a very important point, Chuck, the Congress represents special interests.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
The President represents the public interest. In other words, it's the FDR alliance.
Absolutely.
Pick an enemy. He picked the best of the interests and so forth. Now we're going to make the Congress the enemy and the press the enemy.
Yeah, the special interest versus
special interest.
Versus
and higher than we can say, as far as the special interest is concerned, some people want loans and some other want that. But it is to the general interest of the poor, for example, not to have the prices go up. It's to the general interest of everybody who sends his kid to school, the elderly, not to have their taxes go up. And therefore, when the president takes action against the special interest to avoid tax increases and to avoid price increases, he is speaking for the general interest. That's the thing that didn't come in, Bob, and other stuff that the domestic council prepared. But I got into that little Sunday night speech, which was on bed. So that should have been mailed out too. I mean, Chuck, you know the one I'm speaking
about. Yes, sir.
It's a good one because it's short. And it's got that's a good punch line. And I think that this is fine.
You're ending
the lead.
Oh, God, he called me. He was a goddamn excited.
I don't know. Could you tell him that I didn't? Well, you keep ourselves. I picked it up right out of what he said.
It's
I wrote that into the speech. You know.
It's directly out of
business. Very sure that didn't come in from earlier in the price.
It's directly out of business. Good.
The last paragraph.
Directly out of
business.
And
the
every
both wires carried it as the lead.
It was, they picked it up and ran it as the lead.
Why not make it obviously? You know, you talk to the speed train and so forth. Again, and everybody that they sent in to me underlined one sentence that they think is going to be the catchy lead. In other words, it's one sentence, isn't it, Chuck?
Uh-huh.
One that sentence. Not one minute, one sentence. That's right.
Which says it all
it's
like that.
And sometimes it's a word, I mean, like, you know, it's a, sure, this is going to raise hell with some of the advocates of the Peace Corps. But if you never read the very book, you've finished it.
I have, I've
when you read the first chapter, from chapter 11 on, I read about the Peace Corps. And apparently, as a British liberal, he tears the shit out of it. And he's absolutely right, I know. But the point of it is, being that, my knowledge, I think, excludes him from reading. To figure out what kind of sniping he could do. That doesn't matter.
the people see that. They saw 5 to 7 minutes of it as the lead, which is the thing they really watch on TV. And you got the points across beautifully. The other thing the controversy does is prison. And it doesn't always matter whether you're right or wrong. It's decisiveness, which is firmness, which is courage. And that's a very long sitting.